Your divine intervention is here. Welcome to Divine Interventions Podcast with Clay and Shonda Stone. You see, your breakthrough is here today.
Your breakthrough is here today. Come on, lift your hands and sing it. Believe it, believe it.
Well, glory to God. This is another Divine Intervention Podcast. I'm Clay Stubbs. And we're going to be talking today about fresh oil. That's right. Before the end of this broadcast, I just want to release that upon you and impart that to you today so that you can receive fresh oil. That's right. The oil of the Holy Spirit to heal and restore and deliver you. Amen. You know, last Sunday, literally in one of our healing lines, there was a young man that came, a young couple for prayer, and literally a tumor about the size of my fist in his shoulder, neck area, dissolved in front of me. We're talking about fresh oil today. I'm excited. You know, someone put it this way. You know, the quickest way to dry up the anointing in your life is to keep it to yourself. You know, why would you even pray that you want to be anointed? Or why would you even want anointing in your life if you're doing nothing for the kingdom? If you're doing nothing for God? If there's no fruit, why would you want to heal? Why would you want to see people set free? Why even have a ministry if you're not doing what God tells us and commands us to do in the Word of God? You know, Matthew 10, chapter 10 and verse 7 and 8, it talks about, you know, when the kingdom of God has come upon you, you go out and preach saying, when the kingdom has come, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out devils. These are commands. So we, you know, that's what the anointing is for, that healing anointing, the presence of Jesus himself that we host in our life, that we are carriers of that precious oil, that anointing that is upon us. Amen. And so, you know, another thing that I'm reminded of as I talk about fresh oil, the only place that your weakness will die is in his presence. And I love that statement because I see it happen all the time. In the genuine presence of that healing anointing, that authentic raw anointing, when that is flowing from the hands of God, that is flowing straight from the portals of heaven, when that atmosphere changes and there is an anointing in the atmosphere, things begin to happen, friend. Let me just tell you, you know, our greatest privilege in life is to learn to be a person that God will rest upon. He is in all of us by covenant and will never leave, but he is not upon all of us. The challenge we face is learning to be people who host the presence of the Lord. And that's one of the greatest callings in our life, friend. The intimacy with God. When you've been with Jesus, people know it. They see it. They feel it. And they want it. The challenge we face is learning to be people who host the presence. And while he is in me for my sake, he is upon me for your sake. I'm going to say that again. While God is in me for my sake, he is upon me for yours. When the Lord rests upon a person, there is actually an atmospheric change that takes place wherever that person goes, literally. You know, and as our faith increases in conjunction with our realm of authority and responsibility, we are allowed to carry a greater weight of presence into that environment, literally. And I believe someone called it the reach of his presence. Changing the climate that people live under. It's what happened on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit of God fell on 120 people. And it completely changed the appetite of a city that only days earlier rose up to crucify Jesus himself. After the Spirit of the living God began to manifest and rest upon this group of 120, thousands spontaneously dropped all they were doing to come and gather around them at 9 o'clock in the morning. And when the prevailing atmosphere is the presence of God himself, hunger is created in the hearts of people, and it's normal to hunger for God. And I just pray right now upon the face of this globe that there is a global awakening, that there is an atmospheric change in society, in our schools, in our families, in our homes, our businesses, so much so that a firestorm of His healing oil would literally outbreak upon the people again with great hunger for souls, friend. That's what revival really is. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. Listen, friend, as I said earlier, the fastest way to drop the anointing is to keep it to yourself. It's the process we will experience in the coming days, for the glory of the Lord will cover the whole earth. It's important to understand the learning process. Our spirit is where the Holy Spirit dwells. Our spirit man is alive and well and is ready to receive great things from God. When I filter everything through my mind and remove what isn't immediately logical, I extract much of what I really need, you see. Only what goes beyond my understanding is positioned to renew my mind. If we can learn more about the actual voice and presence of the Lord, we will stop being so paranoid about being deceived by the things we can't explain. Usually those who use the natural mind to protect themselves from deception are most deceived. They've relied on their own finite logic and reason to keep them safe, which is in itself a deception. They usually have an explanation for all that's going on in their walk with the Lord, but they criticize everybody else for those who long for more. Let me tell you something, friends, today our hearts can embrace things that our heads can't. I'm going to say that again. Our hearts can embrace things that our heads cannot. And our hearts will lead us where our logic would never dare to go. Praise God. I want to talk about fresh oil for a moment before we conclude today, because I want to pray over you. I want to pray and release this fire. I want to release this healing oil, the healing presence of Jesus into your body, into your family, whatever the situation is. You know, a Hebrew verb, mashak, for the word anoint, means to rub with oil, to consecrate, to paint, to pronounce, to smear over, to apply. The basic meaning of the word anoint is simply to smear something on an object. Psalm 23, verse 5. In the New King James Version, you anoint my head with oil. You see, the shepherd anoints his sheep with oil for two purposes. Number one, to repel insects. That's right. If allowed to deposit their eggs into the soft membrane of a sheep's nose, they can drive the sheep insane. Insects. What are the insects right now of distraction to you? What are the insects of the enemy? What are the insects of sin? What are the insects of disease that are driving you insane today? Well, literally, a shepherd anoints and puts an oil-like substance and anoints their sheep with an oil-like repellent that keeps the enemy at bay and the flock of sheep at peace. Wow. So number one, it's to repel insects. Number two, to heal wounds. Most wounds result from living with the flock. So the shepherd has to regularly inspect his sheep because he doesn't want today's wounds to become tomorrow's infection. Whether circumstances are driving you crazy or you've just been wounded as a result of living with the flock, let me tell you that our true shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Father, wants to anoint you with fresh oil so that the insects, speaking spiritually, whatever the insects represent in your life today, there will be a repellent of His anointing that will drive out the enemy and to heal your wounds today. Maybe they're wounds from the past. Maybe they're wounds from past mistakes. Maybe they're the wounds that have been caused by the words of someone else. Maybe they're wounds that are from abuse, physically or some type of verbal abuse. Maybe they're words that you can never forget. Or maybe it's a loved one. Someone has damaged you. Someone has spoken things that have literally hurt you over time. And maybe there's an incident that's happened, maybe when you were a child. I don't know, friend, but listen to me today. There are wounds, there are soul wounds in your life that God wants to heal. And it's given the enemy an access into your life. You possibly are facing bitterness today, or hatred, or you may even hate yourself, but possibly even facing unforgiveness over something that has happened in your life that you have chosen to hold a grudge over. You've chosen to let this root of bitterness take hold of your life. And I speak life and I speak deliverance to you right now, that God would give you the special ability, the ability and anointing right now come upon you to destroy that yoke of bondage and give you access into how you're going to release this from your life. And I'm prophesying to you right now, and as soon as you let this go, as soon as you let the Holy Spirit begin to heal your wounds and anoint you in a fresh way with fresh oil today, and you let these roots that have caused so much pain in your life, you let it go, God is going to restore you. He's going to restore your health today, right now, in Jesus' name. Now listen, before we get ready to pray, the Bible talks about Psalm 147, verse 3. I want you to go to it and read it today. In order to be anointed, the sheep must lower their heads and let the shepherd apply the oil. You see, friend, before you go to anybody else, go to God, because He heals. Psalm 147, verse 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Secondly, we've got to bow before Him. We've got to bow before Him. In order to be anointed, the sheep lowers their heads and they let the shepherd apply the oil. Humble yourself, call on the Lord. God will always give what is right to His people who cry to Him. He will not be slow to answer them, according to the Word of God. Listen, David writes this, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, Psalm 92, verse number 10. Yesterday's oil cannot suffice for you, friend. Yesterday's oil is quickly contaminated by the dirt and the grime of the journey. So you must go to God daily. Go to Him daily and ask Him to empower you with His Spirit. You see, friend, a sheep doesn't understand how the oil works, but it doesn't have to. It's enough to know that something happens in the presence of its shepherd that happens nowhere else. I'm telling you right now, your weakness will die. The only place your weakness will die is in the presence of the King of Glory. And so right now, in the mighty name of the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, I release healing anointing, fresh oil, that the Father, right now, as you begin to humbly bow your heart, you bow your head, you literally fall on your face right where you're at right now, listening to this podcast, that you get in a place for Him to anoint you, that you bow before the King in His presence, and that you allow Him to touch you. You allow Him to heal. You allow His anointing right now to flow over you like warm liquid fire, like a liquid love, like a liquid volcano of heat and restoration and power and anointing that begins to flow from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I loose that anointing upon my friend, and I release the fire. I release healing grace. I release healing oil. I release fresh oil right now to cause my friend to become healed. I command every disease, every cancer, muscle, tissue, every cell in their body to become normal. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release fresh oil. Fresh oil today upon my friend. And may they receive a miracle right now. A turnaround anointing is happening right now. I pray over their finances. I pray over their home. I pray over their businesses. I pray right now over their children. We pray right now, God, over their body, that it is sound, full of health, and full of life. I release life in the mighty name of Jesus right now. I want you to begin to move. I want you to begin to do something you couldn't do. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you're sitting in a wheelchair, rise up right now under the command of God. Get up and walk now. If you couldn't move a part of your body, I want you to begin to move it. You'll find there's healing oil. You'll find there's healing presence. The presence of God is upon you right now. God is healing your body. I want you to take off running. I want you to do something you couldn't do. Dance before the Lord. Bend over. Move those muscles. Move in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Father, for healing. I want you to write us if God is touching your body and He's healed you and you've experienced a miracle of any type. I want you to give us a note. Write us at claystubbs@hotmail.com. That's lowercase letters, claystubbs@hotmail.com. Write us, tell us your testimony. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can also find a lot of our Divine Intervention television ministry on YouTube as well. But look up Divine Intervention on Facebook. We want to become your friend and correspond with you. We love you. The only thing, remember, that you have to lose is your sickness. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Sets me free, your anointing. Yeah. Sad.